I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Looks like the top U.S. commander in Iraq will soon have a new job. General David Petraeus has been nominated to head the Pentagon's Central Command. If he's confirmed by the Senate, he will assume responsibility for the entirety of the Middle East and Afghanistan later this year. Defense Secretary Robert Gates praised General Petraeus during the announcement earlier today.
I recommended him to the president because I am absolutely confident he's the best man for the job. The kinds of conflicts that we're dealing with, not just in Iraq, but in Afghanistan, and some of the challenges that we face elsewhere in the region and the Central Command area are very much characterized by asymmetric warfare. And I don't know anybody in the United States military better qualified to lead that effort.
Secretary Gates also announced his pick to become the new top commander in Iraq. That would be Lieutenant General Ray Odierno, currently Petraeus' deputy. One of the most pressing problems Odierno might inherit is the conflict between the Iraqi government and Shiite militias. The Iraqi army has claimed success against what it calls the criminal militias in the southern city of Basra. That's where the Iraqi government launched a major operation 1 month ago. U.S. and British forces have supported that operation. The British Army spokesman in Basra is Major Tom Holloway.
For the last 4 weeks, Iraqi security forces have been conducting a deliberate operation in Basra city. They've been conducting coordinated search operations, clearing the city of arms caches and criminal militias. What does it mean on the streets? There's a mood of optimism amongst the people of Basra and a confidence in the ability of the Iraqi security forces as they've improved throughout. And the people of Basra are incredibly optimistic that rule of law has been allowed to come back onto the streets of Basra.
Well, it sounds quite different from what we've been hearing of late in Basra. How are you able to gauge the amount of confidence that Iraqis in Basra have in what's happening right now? How do you see this?
Well, we speak to journalists in the city, not every day, every now and then, and the feeling we get from them is one of optimism, one that the city has not been like this since before 2003. So, and it's not just a single journalist, it is a whole bunch of our sources downtown.
So who is it that the Iraqi troops and that the British and now U.S. troops are fighting there? Who is it that they're up against right now?
These are criminal militias, and I mean, they're not a single political entity. These are people who've been profiting out of the chaos of the situation of the last 5 years. These are oil smugglers, people smuggling lethal aid from outside the country into it. These are people who don't wish Iraq well. And there's a great sense that when we've captured or moved these people on, that normality is allowed to return to the city.
Well, at the same time, we're hearing, for instance, Muqtada al-Sadr's aides threatening all-out war if the Iraqi government forces don't pull back. And it appears that he's talking about pulling back in Baghdad, in Basra, any kind of Shiite site. How seriously are you taking that threat?
Well, it's not for me to take that threat at all. It's the government of Iraq who is planning, who is leading, who are executing this mission downtown in Basra. So I'm afraid, Lisa, that's really a question you need to ask of them.
When something like that, though, given the fact that you are working with the Iraqi forces, when there's such a threat as that, it sounds like it's something that you would have to respond to as well. The British forces would have to respond to, and the Americans too, is it not?
I mean, yeah, so there's obviously a latent risk. But I must say that we are cautiously optimistic.
What gives you any kind of optimism? Even cautious.
The fact that the feeling of the people who live in Basra, the fact that the situation that they report to us is as good as it has been in over 5 years.
British military spokesman in Basra, Major Tom Holloway, thank you very much.
Lisa, thank you.